This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and this is new music from the Wallflowers, the song Days of Wonder. The Wallflowers have been around since 1990. They had big hits early on with their singles Sixth Avenue Heartache and One Headlight. Jacob Dylan writes all the songs. He started the band with a pretty hefty musical pedigree. His father is Bob Dylan. We talked with Jacob Dylan about songwriting and about how what he's reading filters into his songs.
With this record, I was doing a lot of reading, and from what I do from the songwritings, it kind of ignites whatever part of your brain it is that is looking for lyrics and is looking for what themes you want to be writing about.
What were you reading when you wrote these songs? Do you remember?
Just different writers. So, I mean, I read W.H. Auden is a writer that I like a lot, and his stuff was around. And what I got really interested in is realizing that a really good writer like that, there's a language, and you know, their poems have an identity to them. And certainly, they're not working within music and melody. They've just got the written page. But what was really intriguing to me was that, you know, if you put a few different poems in front of you, if you've read the writers before without, you know, seeing the cover of a book, you kind of know what the language is of each writer. And yeah, I wanted something like that with this record. I wanted these songs to kind of, if they were to be read, that there was some kind of a language, and there was a palette of words, kind of was all into its own, had its own identity.
Let's talk about the song God Says Nothing Back. Especially in light of what we were just talking about, maybe in terms of language. And
he just doesn't say anything.
He's very quiet.
He's very quiet.
Seems like the world's gone underground. Where no gods or heroes dare to go down. As teardrops from dropping down like bombs. Now through the morning silver frosted glow. Oh, God says nothing back, but I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
You know, most of the bigger questions or concerns that, at least that I have, seem to be encompassed by those four words, God, time, love, and death. One way or another, every question seems to go back to one of those topics.
I read one thing you said once about your earlier songs from when you first started out, that lyrically you found yourself censoring yourself a lot, I guess because of who you are, because of the fact that you're Bob Dylan's son, that you didn't want people to read too much into the lyrics.
Yeah, I have, you know, I mean, it wasn't even something I knew I was doing at the time. It was just something I realized once I stopped doing it, the process had changed, and I began to realize in retrospect the way I used to do it and some of the habits I'd been shedding or so. But yeah, I mean, that was just, you know, I think if when I hear some of the earlier material and we get ready to tour and one of the guys brings up one of the old songs from the first or second record to do, you know, I find myself very easily detached at times from singing some of those songs, and that's because I don't really recognize the writer sometimes in those songs. But my process was very different, and I was very concerned with, you know, finding a way to be honest and learn how to explore songwriting, but I also didn't want anybody anybody getting off on the idea that they were being voyeuristic into something that they'd already been really interested in for a long time, which was getting details about somebody else's life. You know, I was aware of the freak show aspect of it, so I just, you know, to some degree, I walked a fine line of trying to make these songs interesting, at least to myself, but at the same time, not interesting to others, which is completely incomprehensible, but there was an attempt there to some degree.
To protect that, in a way.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that, because you had such huge hits with your early songs, that was now almost 10 years ago. You would have been, I guess, 25 years old or something when you wrote those songs. Is there one in particular that you find it harder now as a 35-year-old as opposed to a 25-year-old to get up on stage and pour yourself into?
Maybe Sixth Avenue Heartache is one that sometimes I more often than others, I need to give a break to, because I did write that one very early on. I had that song around for the first record, so that song is probably from 1990 or so.
Same black line that was drawn on you, was drawn on me.
But, you know, for that reason also, I mean, that's a song, you have somewhat of a spot for. It's a song that broke the group, and it's a song that I think I figured out how to write songs on that song.
How so?
Because I knew when I started writing songs that, it was something I really wanted to do, and I had an instinct for it, but I didn't really... I put it off for a long time because I was horrified of being terrible, and then I kind of realized there's no way to get anywhere, have any voice if you don't just start. And I thought that a lot of the early songs were just going to be unacceptable to me, but that was necessary to plow through them in order to start getting somewhere interesting. And Sixth Avenue Heartache was the first song I think I wrote that, it was coherent and it had a through line and it was arranged properly and it wasn't overly complicated. It wasn't trying to be impressive with chord structure or anything like that. It was kind of more about an emotion and more about simplicity. And the song stuck around for a long time before we even got a chance to record it properly.
You have three children, I think. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
They're from 4 to 11.
4 to 11. I'm asking because I've been listening to one of the songs here, How Far You've Come. And I'm imagining it almost as a lullaby that you might sing to them. A pretty dark lullaby, but that's how I hear it. I don't know whether that's at all right.
You'd have a wonderful day if you could see how lucky you are.
Yeah, it's not specifically to them, but it's somewhat of a pep talk to somebody who maybe needs the encouragement to keep their head on straight and reconnect with what they're... purpose was.
Now you're not the only one who's failed to hang on to a moving star. Now don't be sorry, what's done now is done, and this is who you are.
It's really tender.
If you didn't know better, you might think I were sensitive.
But we know better.
You guys know better.
Jacob Dylan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Wallflowers are Jacob Dylan on guitars and vocals, Rami Jaffe on keyboards, Greg Richling on bass, and Fred Eltringham on drums. Their new CD is titled Rebel Sweetheart.
The truth will not set you free. It's okay to believe that you're not good enough.
More music from the Wallflowers is at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.